Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called on those elected to parliament and the assembly of experts over the weekend to act in the interest of Iran and stand against outside influences. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president, long time ago, probably about 15, 16 years ago. So he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. Unofficial tallies show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian elections. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire enters a third day. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce has largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume March 7th if the ceasefire holds. Two huge explosions Sunday rocked the center of the city of Baidoa in Somalia. That's about 245 kilometers west of Mogadishu, the capital. 13 people, at least that many, are dead. No immediate claim of responsibility, but Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for similar attacks. This is VOA News. An unidentified aircraft attacked a convoy carrying suspected Islamic State fighters near Bani Walid in Libya Sunday. There was no immediate confirmation about who carried out the attack and whether there was danger or casualties, damage that is. U.S. officials say U.S. aircraft were not involved, although both U.S. and Eastern Libyan administration are known to have carried out such attacks in the past. Western officials have expressed concern, growing concern, about the presence of IS fighters in Libya. Islamic State militants launched twin suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. In a surprise assault, three suicide bombers and gunmen riding pickup trucks stormed into Abu Ghraib, just 25 kilometers west of the downtown capital of Baghdad. Hours later, the extremists carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24. The mainly Shiite suburb has been a focal point for sectarian violence for years. Hundreds of people killed there in bomb attacks. In August, a truck bomb at another market killed 80 people. Islamic State militants claim responsibility there as well. And Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Protests broke out several parts of the country, including Rawalpindi, as news of the execution spread. Tomorrow, big day in U.S. politics as the presidential nominating campaign continues. People looking to overcome the frontrunners, Donald Trump and the Republicans. Hillary Clinton, a Democratic candidate. National correspondent Jim Malone looks at the most recent Democratic Party primary Saturday, state of South Carolina.
It was an exuberant Hillary Clinton who addressed supporters in South Carolina after a sweeping victory over rival Bernie Sanders. Though voter turnout in South Carolina was light overall, exit polls showed 60% of the Democrats who did vote were black, and they overwhelmingly backed Clinton. That advantage could also pay off in upcoming Super Tuesday primaries in Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia, all of which have large black populations. Speaking to supporters in Minnesota, rival Bernie Sanders vowed to fight on in the Super Tuesday contests when 11 states hold Democratic primaries or caucuses. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And for more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, in fact, you can go to our website at any time. That is voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.